This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello, hello. Good morning to all of my listeners out there today. Guys, today's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and we are back with the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. As we always do, let's begin today's episode with a translation challenge. It's a little bit long, so feel free to pause the podcast and listen again. But today's sentence is, quando il treno arriva ad una fermata, è così silenzioso che sembra una biblioteca. Let me say that one more time. Quando il treno arriva ad una fermata, è così silenzioso che sembra una biblioteca. Not our easiest translation challenge. At the end of the episode, I'm going to explain how to say that in English. And with that being said, it is time to begin today's one big thing. So guys, most of you already know that for a couple years in my life, I lived in the very fascinating and beautiful country of Japan. Some of you also probably know that I'm pretty passionate about city planning, urban structure, public transportation, and one of the reasons for that is because I lived in Japan. Its train system is literally the best thing about it, in my opinion. And sometimes when people ask me, Brian, what did you like most about Japan? It might sound like a funny answer, but my favorite part of Japan is their public transportation system. And there are many reasons for that, but I'm going to explain a couple things I like about it in today's episode. First of all, I want to give a little bit of background about Japanese culture. It's different from Western culture. This is an explanation based on my experience. And I feel like in Japan, rather than focus on the individual person, they're focused more on community. I know this is the complete opposite in the United States. In the United States, we're told, okay, be your best self. Do what you can to become better than the others. You know, even looking at the way people dress, there is individuality. Some people change their hair color. Some people have a nerdy style. Some people have a sporty style. Some people have a skater style. And yes, those things exist in Japan as well, but to a way lesser extent. In Japan, as I mentioned earlier, rather than focusing on yourself, you're focused on contributing to the community. It sounds like a good thing, which it is, but there are some downsides to it as well. Basically, instead of focusing on becoming the best possible person you can be for your own benefit, you focus on being the best possible person you can be to benefit the community. And that's the culture of Japan. So I think the individuals are sacrificing a part of themselves, but the community is benefiting. And it might be the opposite in the United States. The individual can focus on himself or herself, but it might come at the cost of the community. That is the background I wanted to give. Now we can talk about the public transportation system. When you get on a train in Japan, the Japanese people are thinking about being the best person in the community. So there are signs on the trains that say you are not allowed to talk on your phone. And therefore, Japanese trains are very quiet. No one is talking. No one is playing videos out loud from their smartphones. No one is making sound at all. And again, think about it. Maybe it's convenient for you to have a phone call right there, but you give up your individual expression, your individual desires to contribute to the community. In the United States, and I'm assuming in Italy as well, the person makes a phone call and they don't really care about disturbing the others around them. In Japan, the person does care about disturbing the person around them, so they don't make the call. And they sit there quietly, they don't take up space. It's one example of the Japanese culture. So, in other words, riding a train in Japan is pretty relaxing because it seems like a library. It's so quiet. When the train comes to a stop, you literally don't hear anything. It's amazing. That's only one thing I like about the trains in Japan. I could keep talking and talking and talking about more reasons the Japanese trains are so impressive. And the first reason that comes to mind is the timeliness. Italian trains are infamous for being late pretty often. Japanese trains are extremely punctual, down to not only the minute, but often even the second. And delays are extremely rare. Do delays happen? Yes. It would literally be impossible to have pure perfection. Delays do happen in Japan, but the frequency is very low. And the funny thing is, if your train arrives even 30 seconds late, the passengers can request a late slip, proving that the train was late. So then if they're late to work, they give the late slip to their supervisor, and it's a pardon for the tardiness. It's the excuse. I was 30 seconds late to work because the train was 30 seconds late. So that's another reason I like Japanese trains. They're so reliable. You know exactly what time you have to walk to the train station, the metro station, and the train arrives exactly when you expect it to arrive. It's very convenient. And let me give one final reason that my favorite part of Japan is the train system. In Tokyo specifically, the metro system is so extensive that you absolutely do not need a car. No matter where you are in the city, even if you're in residential suburban areas, yes, they have metro stations there. There's going to be a metro station within at least 15 minutes or less anywhere in Tokyo. So if you're willing to walk 15 minutes or less in most cases, you're going to find a metro station and you're going to be able to go anywhere in the city. And by the way, it's the biggest city in the world. Their trains are clean, efficient, reliable, peaceful. I can't really imagine a better train system. I don't know what could make it even better. I mean, if it was free, I guess. You obviously have to pay. So I just wanted to paint a picture of what it is like to ride a train in Japan. And I realized not all countries can reach that level of efficiency But I like to dream. I like to imagine. I think about Rome for many reasons. The Roman public transportation is not as good. I think everyone would agree. There are two and a half lines, A, B, and kind of C. Cities like Milan have pretty nice public transportation, honestly, especially compared to the United States, which has terrible public transportation. So if you think I'm insulting Italy, trust me, I'm not. I'm insulting the United States, which is the worst when it comes to public transportation. But the role model example for me is Japan. Have any of you guys ever been there? Have any of you guys ridden a train in Japan? I'd be curious to find out. But I think now is a good time to transition to today's question of the day. And today's question is, are you willing to give up individual gain in order to help the community? So it's based on the explanation I gave at the beginning of the episode. Let me read that one more time. Are you willing to give up individual gain in order to help the community? Most Japanese people would answer, yes, I can give up individual gain to help the community. I think most Western people, myself included, would probably say no. And it's a cultural difference. As a Western person, I'm less concerned about the state of the community, and I'm more concerned about my own individual state. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You can determine that yourself. But that's the way it is in our cultures. It's actually a really nice benefit as a tourist in Japan. Because as a tourist, I'm not Japanese. I didn't give up my individuality. And yet, while I'm in Japan, I can reap the benefits of the community. So it's pretty nice being a tourist in Japan. When I lived there, I was still this foreigner, this American guy who was free to express himself and be himself 100%, but I was in this very well-functioning community. So that was a pretty special experience. Feel free to leave your answer about that question. But now, let's finish today's episode with the answer to our translation challenge. Let me remind you, today's sentence was, quando il treno arriva ad una fermata è così silenzioso che sembra una biblioteca. And you guys know I love explaining the translation challenges. I hope they help you guys learn something. But the truth is, if you truly want to start getting better and better at English, you should join Bringlese Academy. I have been working with Italian people for many years. I understand how the Italian mind thinks. My goal is to Englishify your mind. That's my method. In my academy, I have a complete school that works on Englishifying your mind with live lessons, courses, and even more importantly, speaking classes so you can practice talking with native speakers. It's a really special experience. So check out bringlese.com and I will see you in the academy. Now, quando il treno arriva ad una fermata, è così silenzioso che sembra una biblioteca. In English, I would say, when the train comes to a stop, it's so quiet that it seems like a library. So when an object is in motion, it can come to a stop, like viene ad una un punto fermo. I would also accept when the train gets to a stop. When the train gets to a stop, when the train comes to a stop, it's so quiet that it seems like a library. Or it sounds like a library is acceptable as well. You need the word like because a library is a noun, not an adjective. So if I read this sentence quickly, it would be, when the train comes to a stop, it's so quiet that it seems like a library. And that is today's translation challenge. So guys, I'm going to just tell you, tomorrow's episode is unique. It's going to be different from our normal episodes. And that's all I will say. So join me again in 24 hours because we have a brand new type of episode. I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you so much for listening and improving your English with me. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, enjoy your evenings and I'll talk to you very soon. Peace out.